Praise the Lord. Happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Truly, so am I. Let's all stand as we go to the Lord before Him in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how we do love and appreciate You so much tonight. Lord, for all that You're doing for us. And truly, Your love, Lord, that You show unto us and how You're leading us and guiding us. And Lord, we're just so thankful for that. And thankful, Lord, tonight for the desire that You've placed in our hearts, Lord. To want to serve You and obey Your commandments, and Lord, to even be here tonight when we think of the many people throughout the land that don't even have a desire to serve You or to hear Your word, Lord, and we're just so thankful for that and thankful for all that You're doing for us. We just pray, Lord, You just have Your preeminence in the service, and may we worship You in spirit and truth, Lord, and that You would accept our worship tonight, Lord, and prepare our hearts for the word that You've laid on our brother's heart. And Lord, may we be hungry to receive that word, Lord, and that we could grow stronger in Thee, and that our faith would be increased tonight, Lord, and that we'd draw closer to You. We just ask that You just have Your way and bless everything in the service, we pray. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated. In your small capstone books, let's turn over to page 8 and sing that song, You Are My All in All. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. And seeking You as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is Your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is Your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless Your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, You pick me up. When I am dry, You fill me up. You are my all in all. Blessed be Your holy name. Oh, how we just love You tonight. We just glorify and magnify Your holy name, Lord. Worthy are You of all of our praise and worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. We'll turn over to page 6 there, just page over. Think about His love. Oh, what He is doing. And as our brothers bring forth, it's what He's doing. Not us, what He's doing through us. Think about His love. think about his goodness, think about his grace that has brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Amen. Just think about it. Think about his love. Think about his goodness. Think about his grace that has brought us. Hallelujah. When you think about what we've been through, but he brought us through. Maybe you went through some hard tests and trials, but he was right there step by step with us and brought us through. Amen. Let's sing that song, Mercy Rewrote My Life. Mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen, my soul you so much for all that you've done for us and that you have done, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in our capstone books here. We'll try this on page 75. Amen. He touched me. Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, but then the hand of Jesus touched me.
Cleansed and made me whole. He did it. Oh, but I'll never cease, never to stop praising Him and thanking Him for what He's done for me. Hallelujah, and shout it throughout eternity. Amen. How we just love Him. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Brother Paul, would you come and take the offering tonight? Yes, dear Lord. Yes, dear Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes, dear Lord. Yes, dear Lord.
Thank you for that privilege we have.
Yes, dear Lord. Amen. Let's sing Wonderful Jesus. It's on page 88 of our capstone book. Wonderful Jesus, bright morning star, lily of the valley, that's what you are. So to us. Amen. How many would have something on your heart that you'd like to take before the Lord by uplifting your hand? Brother Josh, would you like to take the prayer request? Amen. 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 Yes, dear Lord. Amen. Yes, dear Lord. Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes, dear Lord. Amen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You be seated. Does anyone have a special song tonight you'd like to come and sing? Hallelujah. All righty. Let's go ahead and stand And let's sing the song, Reach Out and Touch the Lord. Amen. So we ask our brother to come and bring forth the word. May each and every one of us be hungry and pulling to receive what he is going to speak, that the Lord's going to use his lips tonight to speak to us. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply.
That little chorus, he is here, amen. Worship him,
he is here, hallelujah! He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be same.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, for your mercy, your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Oh my. Let's sing that little chorus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. I just.
Amen.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah
to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. That was slain upon the tree. By his stripes I am.
Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. Oh, how we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name.
Presence.
Amen. You see just how big you are.
Oh my.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord.
Oh,
he's so wonderful.
Glory.
Amen. Oh, he's so precious.
Thank you,
Lord. Mercy and grace. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Amen. How glory he is. Oh, my saints, how we ought to love him.
Amen.
I just feel like
it's
the praise we ought to have.
Amen.
And the worship. And the relationship that we should have back to him. Oh, my. How it ought to just melt our hearts.
Yes.
To think he thought as much as he did of us.
Oh,
all in his mercy and grace before either was yet born, either had done good or evil.
Amen.
Yet he said, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated.
Oh,
and oh, by mercy and grace,
yes,
he saw me. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory
Amen.
To his name. Hallelujah.
Gracious.
I can't help it. I just like that little song. Sing it again. Hallelujah to the
Amen.
Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain upon the tree. By his stripes we are healed, and by his spear something a little different this evening. Does anybody just like to tell what he means to you?
Amen.
Brother Josh.
I am so thankful. I don't know how to say it. But I have mercy and grace. I can stand here and I'm free in the spirit tonight.
Amen.
I don't have to worry about nothing. I know he's taken care of.
Amen.
For he is the Lord of glory.
Yes.
He is the Alpha and Omega.
Yes, amen.
I am so thankful. I love him with all my heart. I thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
So much to praise him for.
Amen.
Yes, dear Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. Amen. Brother Kevin.
Showing me, he's so great. You know, our brother Jesus, when he was in the scriptures, told us how to pray.
Yes.
And it was building God up and telling him how wonderful he was.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And how I love him. He's so great and mighty.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for all the little things that he does for me. And I don't ever
yes.
want to take anything for granted.
Amen.
And the revelations that he's been giving me and opening my heart to. And he's took me so far, and yet I see so far I want to go. And I just love him
yes.
because I know everything that he is. It's his doing.
Yes.
His
amen.
Desire.
Yes. Amen.
Precious Lord, I love
Hallelujah.
Him so much. I give my life to him. I pray that everything I am, that he would take it.
Yes.
Maybe find something to do with my
amen.
Life. I love him so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord. Amen. Anyone else? Brother Jim Finley? Kevin Gensel.
I love the Lord Jesus tonight. He really is my friend, and I'm so thankful tonight that the word that he's given us and how it's right in step with what we're going through in our lives and how he's watching over us and how he's leading us and guiding us. And then you see your prayers when you leave it before the Lord and don't worry about it and commit them situations to the Lord, and then you see it work out.
Yes. Amen. That's it. Hallelujah.
On our time, his time.
Amen.
I just love and appreciate the Lord for that.
Yes.
I'm so thankful for the desire that he placed in my heart.
Lord.
Lord, to be here tonight, to worship with us,
yes,
and to see the right faith, that revelation, the understanding of that word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how it just blesses me so much. And I just am so thankful for what he's doing and how he is moving. And I just love him and appreciate him so much,
yes,
tonight.
Praise. Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I believe I see Brother Paul's hand.
I just want to thank the Lord this morning so much for just coming forth. I tell you what, I was so touched this morning. It's just amazing. All his mercy and his grace. How it's come down in my life, Lord.
Like
how small we really are. We had nothing to do with our salvation.
Amen.
We had nothing to do with anything. It was how humble the prophet was about so many different areas,
yes,
of life. And
yes,
we have to use that same attitude.
Yes.
And,
amen.
You know, the prophet said, the right attitude turns into confidence.
Yes, amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
And you just get that humbleness of attitude.
Glory.
And nothing was done.
Amen.
Glory.
Then it just is a revelation of true grace. It's also for me, it's just like, how can we don't have grace?
Because
the wages of sin is death. And that is so outside of our salvation. We have. There is no grace. But, yeah, true grace comes through the word.
Yes.
Amen.
It just spoke to God so much.
Oh,
amen.
I never felt so free in my life.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless. Just sing that little chorus for a moment. Bless that wonderful name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
To him be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I wait till the sister gives us a key.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
Oh, saints. While they're finding the key, I'm going to give you a little testimony of something God done for me. We were traveling back from Florida, and coming up the road, and everything seemed to be fine. And you know, we called ahead and reserved a hotel for the night, and had a place picked out we were going to go eat for the evening. And we get within seeing distance of the place we're going to eat at, and the hotel is right beside it. And I made a left-hand turn, and a radiator hose blew off my car. And So we pulled right into the hotel and parked. And there's no feeling quite as being as helpless as when things go wrong and you're that far away from home. And you know, when you're by yourself, it's not a big deal, but when you got your family with you, the things you're worried about. And that could have happened on the highway. We've been on the road for 8 hours. And God waited till it got right there to let it happen. And then I pull over there and park in the hotel, and I'm a little concerned. I see the part that it needs, and knowing it's tomorrow, the next day, Saturday, and, you know, I'm thinking, boy, so you get out your old phone like you always do, trying to take things upon yourself to find the right place and get the right thing. And you know, we went in the hotel and managed to get something to eat. We didn't get to eat where we wanted, but the Lord provided. We was able to find somebody to bring us some pizza over to the hotel. Next morning, I got up and called the dealership. And the guy says, you get it here, I'll fix that for you right now. So I got it, it was only 4 miles away. I was able to drive the car there, didn't have to pay a tow bill, didn't have to call a wrecker, put some water in it, crimped the hose over, drove it 4 miles, pulled in, sat there for 3 hours while they fixed it, went down, picked it. The hotel allowed us to stay an extra hour without paying for it, went down, picked the family up on the road, we come home. Now, that's a trial in itself for me. As you grow up and you've always been the self-sufficient one, and you don't need no one to lean on sometimes, we get to that feeling. But here I was in a situation, and you know, God never, he worked it all out before I ever got there. Put me right in the spot I needed to be. Everything worked right in time. And you know, I come through that and I look back and I say, Lord, I can see growth in my life. Lord, I see what you have done in me. I'm not the person I used to be. And by God's grace, I'm going to reach the height he's seen that I would be. But look at God has everything in his hand. As our brother said, we don't have to worry. And as our brother mentioned this morning, think about it. As he said, the head of the man is Christ. And the head of the woman is man. And I want you to think about that as a wife. She just goes to her husband. And there's a union there between them. They love each other. And all she's got to do is go up to him and say, honey, maybe I need $5 to get the kids a pair of shoes. And she don't have to worry and fret that he's going to give her that $5. Amen. He says, honey, sure. Here it is. Amen. Watch the attitude of that little wife as she went to that husband. And take it over to the spiritual. You come to Jesus Christ. Amen. Our husband.
Hallelujah.
Lay it on him. Lord,
Amen.
You know what I got need of. Oh, how great is our God. He'll meet every need right down the line. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. God is moving mightily. God is alive and real. And he's here to prove that it's not by works and not by merits, not what you can do, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Oh, he's took us in his hand. He caught us when we were nothing. And we're still nothing, but with him. Through him, he strengthens us.
Amen.
He leads every day and he pushes us through every trial.
Amen.
And we're more than conquerors. We're victors through him.
God,
we've overcome all this, for greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Oh, think about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's sing that little chorus. Hallelujah. Oh, my, help me. Amen.
Wonderful name of the Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's power in the name of Jesus. Of Jesus, no other name.
is freedom in the name. Yes, there is. Oh, yes.
Freedom in the
name of Jesus. There is freedom in the name of see in the scriptures where it says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Oh, the scriptures come alive when he's on there, when he's in control, when he's showing you. Thank God for the revelation of his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Amen. Any of you sisters? Feel free. Amen. Glory to his name. You know, I'm sorry. What's that? Can you see what God's doing for you? You know, don't lose sight, saints. You know, the children of Israel come out of Egypt. And you know, they lost sight of all the things God was doing for them along the way. And it began to, it's just a journey. It's just a journey. But God was with them the whole time, moving. Oh, maybe times they couldn't see there was water running from a rock. Oh, my, bread falling from heaven to feed them. God never left them. Oh, hallelujah. And oh my, when I think where I've been, my life, where I could be tonight if it wasn't for his mercy and his grace. And oh my, when I see what he's so abundantly doing. Oh, I say, Lord, let me be a sponge. Let me be more like a sponge. Continue to break my heart, Lord. Break any crustiness away. Keep me that humble, Lord, in the spirit that you can deal with my heart.
Amen.
Oh, and mold me into that fullness of stature. Oh, my, so precious. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone got a chorus you'd like to sing? Sister Amy?
I've been having a rough time since my mom passed away. About a week ago, I told my husband that I was deaf coming to church. All day that day, I said, I am not going to church. I am not going to church. About an hour before church, the Lord said, I cannot give up with you.
Yes.
Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you know, saints, oftentimes our road gets rough.
Yes.
But I always stop to think when I begin to think that my load's getting a little heavy.
Amen.
Just stop and remember him crawling the way up to Calvary's hill, carrying a cross.
Amen.
With my shame on his back.
Oh, God.
And oh my, maybe our loads won't seem as heavy. But God knows the situations we go through and our burdens, how heavy they can be sometimes. We're human and we suffer. We feel the loss of loved ones. We feel the loss of many things that happens. But you know, he did too. He suffered so that he would know. He knew what it was. He wept at Lazarus' tomb. He walked this life as a man so he would know what we were going to go through. And oh my, when he walked up Calvary's hill, he took every care, every burden.
Amen.
He walked up there knowing what he was doing for me.
Amen.
And without him, where would I be? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Brother Josh.
I had a song in my heart on the way to church, and it really says it all.
Amen. Amen. I think I can sing that one. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks. Amen. Let's sing that. It's in page one in your little book if you need the words. Amen. And all my saints, when you sing these songs, don't let them be words, but think about it.
Amen.
Amen. You know, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, someone penned the words to these songs.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed is the fountain in a barren land that satisfies the thirst of the inner man. No better place can be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well? Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, Jesus made a well at Calvary for healing, cleansing, and victory. No tongue can tell. I thank God for the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord.
Well, at Calvary for healing, cleansing, and victory. How overflows no tongue can tell. I thank God for the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well.
Yes, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to His wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Just thinking how great He is.
Amen.
You know, there's the scripture I was going to read for the evening. If you'd be seated just for a moment. I'm just going to read this to let it go along with Brother Bram said we ought to have a scripture.
Amen.
And amen, as our brother brought the word this morning, and he read this here just a couple services ago. But we're just going to read this scripture, and then we'll give somebody else a chance if they wish. But I just want to, John the 15th chapter, and begin at the first verse. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Oh, think about it.
Amen.
Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself,
right,
except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me.
Amen.
Brother Branham said we were energized. That branch
Amen.
Was energized
Amen.
By the vine.
Yeah.
Something energizing me, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
to manifest and push out that life
Praise
of Jesus
God.
Christ. Amen. He says, I am the vine, and ye are the branches.
Yeah.
He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
And I believe that's what the Lord wanted us to see.
Hallelujah.
Without Him,
Amen. Amen. We can do nothing. He Amen. Wants it rooted. He wants it grounded.
Hallelujah.
Oh, cast your cares upon Amen. Me, for I care for you. Oh, my
gracious,
saints,
gracious
how it ought to just burn. Amen. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. And herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit
Amen.
And be my disciples. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, saints, what he has done. Hallelujah, what he's done through us. Oh my, when you see the grace and the mercy of God, how today we, as the service, he just poured it out. And how great is our God that he would dip that down into our hearts with a revelation. That oh my, be humble. Oh my, he's fixing to take a little bride home. And he said he was going to show her off just for a short time before he took her. But he wants her to remember her place.
Amen.
And he wants her to know that without him, she'd still
Amen.
Be nothing.
Hallelujah.
Oh my, how great is our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
it just burns in my heart, saints,
Amen.
What he's doing for us.
Amen.
Oh my, anyone else got anything you'd like to say?
Hallelujah.
I know our pastor does. I'm going to give him a chance. Sister Karen?
I just want to say I'm thankful to be here, to be where the truth is. And sometimes it's just hard to understand people that just sit and can hear anything. And sometimes I think they don't keep this message alive like it was. How excited we were when we first heard it. I try to keep that in my heart.
Yes.
That it's just, there's just such a blessing, and you know, to know and to feel the truth, to hear the truth, to be where the truth is. I don't have to go far to get to where to hear the truth. And I know it's the truth when it comes forth.
Yes.
And I'm just so thankful for what the
yes,
Lord is doing. And I just appreciate his love and mercy to me and all that he's done for me and for the many times he's touched my body, for all the times that he's corrected me. I'm thankful for that correction.
Amen.
And I love him for it because I know he knows me.
Yes, dear Lord.
Amen.
And I'm just
Amen.
So thankful to be here and have the opportunity that he's given me to sit
yes,
on the precious
Lord.
Word.
Amen. All saints, as I said, remember Israel. They rejoiced the first time the manna fell. But all the more it fell, do we have to eat it again. But oh God, keep it fresh.
Amen.
Lord, let it grow greater every day.
Oh,
what you provided for us. Well, let's not grow weary in well-doing. We're almost home.
Amen.
Amen. Keep our lamps trimmed and burning for him. And let him be the light of our life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Amen. Amen. Put my glasses on so I can make sure I can see. Hallelujah. Thank God. Sister Marilyn. Amen. Hallelujah. God answers prayers.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We need to be thankful.
Amen.
Amen. As our brother comes, we're going to turn the service over to him. Let's just sing that little chorus. You can sit or stand as he comes. But I got so much to thank him for.
Amen.
I got so much to praise him for.
Yes, I do.
For he's been so good to me.
Amen.
When I stop and look and I see all around me, you know, as we took a trip, thousands of miles, and you see no one that's really got a desire to live for the Lord. Didn't come in contact with one person that was dressed decent. And you could tell that their Lord was their first love. And how why me, Lord? Millions of people upon this earth. And Lord, I've got a desire down in my heart.
Amen.
I've got a truth, Lord, that this is not just a Bible. But 'tis the word of the Lord for me.
Amen.
There's a burning desire to know that soon I'm going to leave this world.
Amen.
There's nothing here going to hinder me. By God's grace, he's going to take me home. And all he's prepared for us. Not because I earned it. Not because I deserved it. Not because I'm the best person. But always love. And then sometimes you can't understand. I can't understand sometimes we read what God has said and give us here. But someday when we sit down over there and we sit at that table, maybe he'll finish unfolding himself and explaining. Oh my, what a day it's going to be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I'm sure the tears are going to roll.
Amen.
Amen. But he said he'd wipe them away.
Amen.
What a day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing that little chorus. And I've got so much to thank him for. So much to praise him for he has been so good to me. And I think, oh,
he's done.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
He's brought me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Appreciate him. I love him. So good to me. When I always feel his presence, I don't know how many times in life I think of grace. Amazing grace. And you know what? It just seems like grace just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Because the more I see, the more I understand, the greater grace is. Amen. Oh, I love him. I appreciate him. I'm so thankful for what he's doing for us here in this little place. A little place off in the corner. Not many people know about. But thank God, he's with us. And he promised us he'd never leave us or forsake us. I'll take you through. Amen. I just want him to take my hand. Hold my hand, Lord Jesus. Hold my hand. Take me home, Lord. Amen. It's getting close. It's getting so close. Before we dismiss, just sing a little chorus, Amazing Grace. What do you think about it? Yes, it's one of my favorites. As I said, if you ain't got nothing to say at my funeral, if the Lord takes me before you, you sing Amazing Grace. Because I want you to remember, that old boy laying in that casket was saved by grace. Amen. And without him, I can do nothing. Amen. But praise God for his grace. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we truly appreciate you. So thankful again for this day that you have so graciously blessed us with, Lord. And Lord, all of us standing here, we know we didn't deserve it. No way did we deserve it. And there's not a one of us standing here tonight, Lord, that done anything special that would draw your attention. Our brother already mentioned it. Before it was ever born,
Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. So, Lord, we realize that it's truly your grace. Maybe, Lord, we can't really fully understand yet how this was all worked out. Maybe we don't see it great enough. But, Lord Jesus, I believe that you'll reveal something to us. And Father, when we cross over, oh God, what a glorious time that'll be. The prophet said it for a reason, that you would reveal yourself throughout eternity. And I believe that, Lord. You're so great, oh God, it'll take eternity for you to reveal yourself. We appreciate you. And Lord, to think, greater are you that's in me than I am, the world, whoever it is. Greater you are, Lord. You are the great I am, the truth, the light, and the way. Oh God, I love you and appreciate you. May you just continue now to deal with our hearts, and Lord, keep us in one mind and one accord as we part from this little place. And Lord, truly, oh God, may we constantly be very conscious of how little we are and how great you are, Lord. Oh Lord, and let you have that rightful place in our life, that you would be truly our head. Oh Lord Jesus, we love you. Thank you so very much. Thank you for the revelation you've given us thus far. Bless us now and bring us back the next appointed time, we ask, Lord, if you should tarry. And, oh, God, we'll make sure by your grace and mercy again that we'll give you all the glory and the honor. We love you now. Thank you again. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You're just so precious. Thank you again, Lord. In your holy name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Amen. Can you see, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Oh my. Wasn't it good that he talked to us along the way? Amen. You don't realize it, but in closing, you were ministering to me. Yeah. Strengthening me and blessing me. Amen. I appreciate what God does.
Amen.
I'm so thankful. Oftentimes, when you are in somebody's shoes like me, many a times you feel like giving up. What's the use? But when you see God begin to move and see God move among the people, oh, it's worth it all. Hallelujah. To be his child. Amen. It's worth it all. Amen. And I said, I would never tell you. But that last time I got the flu, and I ended up in the hospital, I was ready to walk away. I was so discouraged, so fed up. I said, Lord, what's the use? And he chastened me. You for this. You'll go or I'll drag you. But he's blessed me.
Amen.
I thank God for his mercy,
Amen.
His grace.
Amen.
I love him. He's so precious.
Amen.
He knows more about all of us than we'll ever know ourselves.
Amen.
Yeah. And don't ever think that you always know what the other person beside you is going through, because you don't. Don't be judgmental and judge somebody because maybe you think you know what's going on and they're just weak and all this. Don't do that. God may be working something out in a person's life. Yeah. Not only me, but you. See, God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. And he knows what he's doing and he knows how to do it and he knows when to do it. And thank God he chastens us.
Amen.
By that we know we're sons. Amen. Hallelujah. I love him.
Amen.
I appreciate him with all my heart. Amen. So keep pressing, children. Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. For always remember, as you leave this building, greater is he that is in you than even yourself. He that's in the world whoever it may be, greater is he that's in you. Amen. So good to know the God like that. Amen. And the only true God, Jesus Christ. Amen. May God bless you and keep the fires burning in your heart until we meet again, if it be God's precious will. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Amen. Amen.